Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم. This is Martha Naila. And you're with the Nomi Nomi Institute. That's K-N-O-W-M-E, all capital letters, N-O-M-E, lowercase letters, I-N-S, the hyphen, and C-I-T-U-T-E. Thank you for joining us tonight. And tonight is Friday night. It is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Friday night, Jumar, we moved into the Sabara, the seventh day, the seventh level, representative of the seventh level. We have moved into it, referencing on the Hijra calendar. And so we are in the month of Rabi Athani. Rabi Athani is the fourth month on the Hijra calendar. And so it is the 15th, I believe, the 15th of Rabi Athani, 1439. And so we're going to go to reading the surah. We're here for 30 minutes. We appreciate you. And we're going to present. And we're going to open up a world of thought, and God willing, our purpose of presenting is getting to know the real you, getting to know the real you. Now, the speaker is not declaring that the speaker is aware of the real, of well, the totality of information that is necessary for knowing the real you, but have willingly entered into this world of thought. And to lead into a world of action. And so, believe wholeheartedly that there will be those who are on the same path, on the same journey, on the same realization, and reaching for and will accomplish the same actualization. So let's begin. And for those who want to read along, we're reading from Quran, and in our hearts and minds, we believe that this is a re-erecting of the house that the Almighty constructed, and that house being the nature of the human being. It is a house. It is a house where Adam lives. And in that house where Adam lives is the total construct, starting with the potential, all the ingredients for true human life. And to show the examples of the utilization of those ingredients, we see that of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And so the Quran is that realization, the revelation, and the realization of God's construct for humanity. So let's begin. We're in this together. All right. So we read it in Arabia with the intent to understand that a language is that which we study, and in that language is imparted the instruction for us to really be constructed appropriately. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, that entity that declared that it will not, that the mankind, human being, is not a dedicated, obedient, humbling servant of the Almighty. So with all the ingredients that the Almighty placed into this human being and declare that when the human being is inspired with the word, the directive word from Almighty God, that the human being will be that obedient, humbling servant. And the other, the entity declaring that that is not so, set out to prove that you and I are not worthy to be called servants of the Almighty. So let's take on that honor. Let's pick up that badge. Let's put it on. Let's wear the armor of being a servant of the Almighty, getting to know the real you. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ya ayyuhannasu taqu rabbukum الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحم إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. And رقيبا is ever watchful. Over you, ever watchful. Who is ever watchful? Allah. And so it reads. Let's see here. Okay, reading, and we are reading the interpretation of Yusuf Ali. Again, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, its mate. And from them twain, scattered like seeds, countless men and women, reverence Allah through whom you demand your mutual right. And reverence the womb that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you.
ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا وإن خفتم ألا تقسطوا في اليتامى فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع فإن خفتم ألا تعدلوا فواحدة أو ما ملكت أيمانكم ذلك أدنى لا تعولوا وأتوا النساء صدقاتهن Nahil, Nahil, Ni, subhanAllah. Wadun nisa sadukatihin nahilata fankibna lakum an shay'in minhu nafsan fakuluhani an mari Maria.
Yusuf Ali or interpretation. Second ayah. To orphans, store their property. When they reach their age, nor substitute your worthless things for their good ones, and devour not their substance by mixing it up with your own. But this indeed is a great sin. If you fear that you should not be able to deal justly with the orphan, marry women of your choice, two or three or four. But if you fear that you should not be able to deal justly with them, then only one or a captive that your right hand possess. That will be more suitable to prevent you from doing injustice. And give the women on marriage their dower.
I think I said that word. I said nahilata, but it's nihlata, and nihlata. We'll come back to that. Okay. So, and give the women on their marriage their dower as a free gift. But if they of their own good pleasure remit any part of it to you, take it and enjoy it with right good cheer. And this one, Ayat 5. We're at Surah 4, Ayat 5, reading 1 through 5. Wala tuqtu sufaha أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. To those weak of understanding, make not over your property, which Allah has made a means of support for you, but feed and clothe them therewith, and speak to them words of kindness and justice. But that ma'ruf is the best, the most highest of honor. Speak to them. Walk suhum home. Speak to them. Word. Waqululahum. Ta'ulam ma'ruf. Speak to them. Words of justice, of what? Let's see. Yeah, Surah 4. Okay. Okay. Surah 4. Go there again. Ayat 5. Alrighty. Let's see here. Yes, okay. Isaiah 5, we're looking for that word. Gulu, and speak. And first, and clothe them, walk suhum. That's walk suhum, and clothe them. Now, think of clothing and think of the words that clothe us as well. We clothe one another with the best of words. We clothe one another with the honor and the respect and the appreciation. That's clothing. The clothing, the representation of clothing, putting on, adorning ourselves with the material, that is only a representation. And so when we are clothing ourselves, we're clothing our bodies, right, with materials that clothe us usually from neck on down. And we're speaking of the women. Now, women, first of all, we are the male and the female are together, and they're being asked to be clothed and fed. The clothing, number one, understanding what do you have, what is the male and the female representative of? They're representative of being a servant of God. Servant by reading the words of Almighty God. The words, the most important part of this is the words. And the words are revelation. That means revealed for a purpose. Words revealed to give guidance. So the words then are not in our feet or our hands or our body, our torso or any part. It is in our mind. And then the mind is that area where all of our information is stored, it rests there, and it is imparted. It is imparted. The words are imparted. So when the words get imparted, we are imparting revelation. We're imparting our understanding. We've been given also the ability to understand the words and then impart it in the best way, what we understand. But when we spill out words, it is as though we are sewing clothing. We have sewn some clothing by the way we've sewn the words in our mind, by the way we've thought on the words, put it together in a sentence structure, and now we're able to address someone, address them. So when we address, we're also dressing ones. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and clothe them, waqsuhum. Whom is the pronoun here? So the walk, the wow, but the alif is a in the commanding form. We will put the kaf, the letter K sounding, and the S, and then the wow. But the it is almost as if you're asking, okay? Saying ask, but it is not ask. It is Kata, okay, let's go with the word, keep within our mind the word. When we, and the best way I can explain this in my understanding is using the word add dress. We're adding dress or dress wear to someone. We are clothing one another. So when we are with one another, we are to put on the best clothing. We are to clothe. We're to be the best clothing for one another. So that pulls out of us the best. And so the ma'ruf then is that most highest of honor, just like the rooftop, where it is representing, and the araf is like the arafat, is reference to what arafat stands for. When we elevate, go up to the elevated part of the Mount Arafat, well, in our life, we are excelling or moving upward for the highest of honor, highest position. But that position, we can only get there by using
the revelation, the guidance from Almighty God, because we have put ourselves in a position in an humble state of being, reaching for to prove to Allah, to ourselves, that and understanding that we are servants of the Almighty. And because we are striving in that manner, we are in that position, we're not in any other position, then we are going to use the words of revelation. But those words of revelation, we can look into the words, and by the guidance of Almighty God, then we can use the words in on different levels of usefulness. And so when we are in the position of being male and female together, as in the sacred manner of marriage or togetherness, then we're two minds operating as servants of Almighty God. And so when we are dressed with the clothing, we are dressed with the clothing of words that will bring comfort, that will bring assurance, that will bring mutual awareness of love. And the same with the feeding. The feeding, the word here, clothe them and speak to them and provide for them. Warzuku, and that warzuku, razaka, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a razak. So from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the Almighty has provided, we provide from that. And what has Almighty God provided for us? Mercy, and truth, and all the benefits, right? All the benefits. So from that, we provide. So we provide in the benefits by seeking truth, letting truth be our entrance and our exit with one another. And that in and of itself shows mercy. That in and of itself a benefit to each one of us. With it what? And with the support. Now, the word here is qiyama, word of support. So we are always, when we are in prayer, we say we're in qiyam, right? Standing erect. So the support then, what will stand us up? The words of revelation, the respect, the honor, the dignity, but it's not one-sided. It is a balanced approach. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you a means of support. So provide for them with it, with the support. Now, what is that? Again, that support is qiyamah. It's a means of support. So we're coming from what Allah has provided, and we're providing, and it is being provided. Now, by whom? By whom? Who's doing this? Let's go here. And do not give to Safaha, the foolish, your wealth. Do not give the foolish your wealth, which was made by Allah for you. Allahu Akbar. We make that mistake, right? But alhamdulillah. So we're going to say it in this way, that the coming together of two minds, and the minds, and mind you now, this is minds where it's single male and female, or whether it's a group of people who have entered into a contract. Each time we enter into whatever, we are entering with the honor as we're to enter with honor, and we are to address one another with the most highest, the most excellent of words of speech that will always be the dress that we wear, the dress that we come with and put it out, and others will wear it honorably. So this is why we are not to speak ill of one another, because and it is an awareness to us at all times that we come to, we're reminded of this, because it's so easy to slip into darkness. It is so easy, and we don't want to do that. So we're wanting to remind one another that we are to love the life that we're here for, and we're to always turn to that life. And that life is to be a servant of the Almighty. So whatever we discover, whatever we discover that will take us into that role and keep us in that role of being a servant, we can take on any of the titles, but the first title and the most sound one that we stand on, that we're supported by, is servant of the Almighty. But whatever is happening around us in the world, whomever has been influenced by this, that entity that is declared, that has declared that we are not worthy of being called servants of the Almighty, we have to be in line and stand strong that we are servants of the Almighty. The foundation is there. The ingredients are there. Let's use them. Let's stand upon with using those ingredients. And so let's, that was Surah 4, Chapter 4 of the Quran, Ayats 1 through 5. And speaking of orphans, you know, many times there are those that are not capable of caring for themselves. So we're to do the next best thing, and that is to take care of them. All right. There's something I wanted to share. Let's go here. Let's go to YouTube. And we're going to share. No, we're not sharing that. Okay. The Adhan. la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. All right, everyone. We're so thankful for that, as we're always reminded. And so let's be ones who are mindful and are reminders. There's a blessing in that, to remind ones of their of the obedience, the call to be the servant, a servant of the Almighty. So let's be on the trail to remind one another. And as we think about the hadith, let's see, the saying upon him, let's go to that. I believe we have a little time for that. Hadith on reminding ones to pray. There is great, great benefit in that. And let's go to hadith characteristic. Let's see here. Excuse me. All right, let's go. Reminding. Okay. The meaning of the word men, M-E-N-N, the word men may be used to mean interruption and cessation, as in the saying of Allah, the Almighty, for they will have a reward uninterrupted. And it says that's in the Quran. Let's see here where it is. Quran 3:164. I'm reading from IslamWeb.net. ISLAMWEB as in boy, .net. IslamWeb.net. So the word man, M-A-N-N, may be used to mean interruption and cessation. C-E-S-S-A-T-I-O-N, as in the saying of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, in brackets, for they will have a reward uninterrupted, close bracket, Quran 95:6. It may also mean doing what is good. Another derivative of this word is the word mannah, M-A-N-N-A-H, which means a great blessing. As in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, open bracket, certainly did Allah confer great favor upon the believers, close bracket, Quran 3:164. Al-man could also be done by words, and it means reminding others of one's favors to them, a thing that is dispraised among people except in cases of ingratitude. Some verses that use the word man are for those where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what means. Okay. And do not confer favor to acquire more, meaning as 74:6, as meaning that we do something just because we want more out of something. Again, and is this a favor of which you remind me that you have enslaved the children of Israel? Quran 26:22. They consider it a favor to you that they have accepted Islam. Say, do not consider your Islam a favor to me. Rather, Allah has conferred favor upon you that he has guided you to the faith if you should be truthful. Quran 49:17. O you who have believed, do not invalidate your charities with reminders or injury, as does one who spends his wealth only to be seen by the people and does not believe in Allah in the last day. Quran 2:264. And we're going to end tonight with Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله. That's Surah 255. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو حي قيوم. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا تحيطون ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمي إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. The throne, that's the throne, is the 255th verse of the second surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. And in English here, it says, Allah, God, there is no deity but Him, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. God, there is no deity but Him, the alive or the living, the eternal, neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. Unto Him belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. Who is He that intercedeth with Him except by His leave? He knows that which is in front of them and that which is behind them, while they encompass nothing of His knowledge except what He wills. His throne includes the heavens and the earth, and He is never weary of preserving them. He is sublime, the tremendous. Sadaqa Allahu Azim. Surely Allah's words are true. Please have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night. And inshallah, we'll be back tomorrow night. This is Martha Nyla with the Know Me, Know Me Institute, getting to know the real you. Assalamu alaikum.